Are you ready to run?
You're listening to the Run to the Finish podcast. This podcast focuses on discovering and developing the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We help connect all the dots between family, career, faith, and life, and we do it in less than 5 minutes. And now, here's our podcast host, Carl Prug Jr.
As a nation, our hearts are heavy with the news of the explosions that took place at the Boston Marathon yesterday. So far, 3 people have died, including an 8-year-old child. 17 people are in critical condition fighting for their lives, and at least 120 people have been treated for injuries. The youngest reported victim is only 3 years old. It makes no sense. I was 25 years old when I was ordained as a minister. My dad, who at the time was my pastor, gave me a set of manuals as a gift, along with a card in which he wrote these words: "Son, you have entered into a worthy calling. Now, as a minister, people will look to you for 2 things: answers and miracles. As long as you remember that you can't give them either one, then you will do well." It's in time like these I remember those words, because today people are looking for answers, and they ask questions like, why did God allow these things to happen? If he is all-powerful and all-knowing, why didn't he stop those tragic events in the first place? I want to point out that these incidents could be added to the mounting pile of evidence that clearly and undeniably remind us that there is evil in this world. We hear people talk about the forces of good in men and the power of love and the goodness found in the universe and creation and God himself. Anthems like "We Are the World" and songs like "All You Need Is Love" cause our collective hopes to rise, to peek above the evil and reach for peace that we see somewhere off in the distant horizon. And we should do that. But at the same time, it's important to realize that not only does evil exist, but evil is not going away, at least not in this age. I want to read a passage from the Bible, from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, starting at verse 11. It says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand." Now, the armor of God, which is described in detail in the verses that follow the passage I read, this armor has been given so we can stand against the evil we'll encounter in this world. Think of the armor like a spare tire. Spare tires aren't cosmetic. They don't make the car look better. They don't boost fuel economy. The reason your car is equipped with a spare tire is because there's a probability that you're going to have a flat. And a flat tire is an unpleasant, undesirable reality of owning a car. The spare tire does not prevent flats, but it does provide a way for you to keep going if and when you have a flat. Flats may delay us, but they don't have to stop us. And in a similar way, the reason that you've been given the armor of God is because we will encounter evil. That's the only reason the armor exists. There are a lot of flat tires in life, in a sense. And I don't say that with an insensitivity to the seriousness of the tragedies people experience. But God's armor protects us against the forces of evil and moves us beyond the pain and allows us to continue on our journey to purpose. The type of evil we saw yesterday was not natural. It came from evil spiritual forces. When these forces are able to influence people into committing these types of horrible acts, there are 2 goals. Number one, the first is to destroy life. But the second goal is to infect those who remain with a sense of hopelessness and intimidation, to make us give up on life, retreat to our homes, lock our doors, and live in fear. It's important to understand that this type of fear isn't natural to man. It's not something we're born with, but something that evil wants to force upon us. I may not have all the answers you're looking for, but let me remind you of this. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. He's given you power to withstand and overcome evil days like yesterday. He's given you love to reach out to everyone affected by evil and to be part of the healing process. And he's given you a sound mind, a mind that recognizes that God answered the question even before it was asked. And while it's true that yesterday was an evil day, let's not forget, the number of your good days still outweigh the number of your bad days. And remember that there is one day that evil will never, ever be able to touch. Let's reach out to those affected by yesterday's tragedies in our prayers and our actions, and remember the pathway forward always begins with the very next step. I'd like to close each episode with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We lift up those who were affected by the tragedies of yesterday's events. We ask that you will send comfort and healing into their lives and into their homes. May each step forward today be taken with humility. May each glance backwards be seen through mercy. May we bear our pains in truth and release them in faith. May your light guide us away from darkness. May trust in your word bring stillness to our souls. Let our eyes see the wonders hidden in each moment. May our words be seasoned with understanding and spoken with grace. Lord, strengthen our hands for the task before us today. May your thoughts become our thoughts. May your ways become our ways. With your hand on our head and your name in our heart, help us run well and finish strong. Be encouraged. I'll see you at the finish line.
Finish Podcast is a production of Centermark, an organization with a mission to develop the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We welcome you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with friends. To learn more about Centermark or our director and podcast host, Carl Prude Jr., please visit our website at www.centermark.org. You can also contact us at 866-599-2470. The theme song, I Will Run, is performed by Gina Walden from her hit CD titled A Brand New Day. Available at www.abrandnewday.org. This podcast is copywritten and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used for commercial purposes without written permission.